You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Fox's alert now. Serious news here. Brooklyn, New York. Multiple people have been shot at a subway station. It is not clear whether it happened on board the train or in the subway station itself or maybe on the platform above. The fire department of New York confirming there were several undetonated devices at the scene. Crews are on that scene transporting victims to the hospital.
This is April the 12th, 2022. That is part of a Fox News report this morning earlier as the news came out of a subway shooting and possible bombs inside a subway. Details are still developing, even as we speak hours later. It's understandable because there's a lot of confusion, a lot of people to talk to. You're going to hear from a witness a little bit later on that very story. And, of course, we'll continue to update it as we move forward. But in the beginning, yeah, scary. Multiple people wounded by gunfire. And original reports from police were that we also had numerous undetonated devices. We do not know at this time if they were plotted and planned to distract police or if they are true explosives to begin with. We'll continue to follow and develop that story for you. I'll remind you, we are now live streaming Larry Connors USA on Rumble, rumble.com. All you have to do is go to rumble.com and enter in the search when you open it up, Larry Connors USA. It'll take you right to a selection of archives. We have a couple of archives up there already and tested. And then you look for the one that says live, push it, and we're right there for you. I'm glad to have you watching in as we go through the program. Yes, we were on YouTube until they decided they didn't like what we did. Well, that's just tough. So we're done with them. Although many Larry Connors USA programs are still on archive as well at YouTube. But going streaming live now at Rumble. There is a purge underway, and it involves Vladimir Putin and what he's doing in Ukraine. He is not going to take any blame for anything that's gone wrong. You know that. He and Biden are one and the same to that extent. Not my fault. So there's a purge of various generals and members of his own secret intel division that he created. They're being called in, dismissed, maybe detained, maybe never to be seen again. We'll update the Ukraine-Russia situation. And also take a look at the Democrat election coming up in 2022 and 2024. These elections facing the Democrats are so bad that right now 11 different Democrats are complaining about how bad it's going to be for 2022. And the open border policy is one of their big concerns. They know that. And, of course, the call by progressives and Biden going along with it against anything to do that would involve defunding police as crimes escalate. That's part of the story, by the way, out of New York. Of course, anytime there's a gun involved, the first thing you hear is from progressives, more gun control, as if that's going to solve everything. And they're doing it again. But the other issues are still out there. Inflation. Inflation just hit 8.5% in March. That's the highest in 40 years, another record high. Biden said we hit the high in December, it's all behind us. I don't think so. And you don't either as you buy gasoline. We're also going to deal with CRT and sex classes, starting with K-school. My guest, Jonathan Butcher, on how parents need to fight back to protect their children. He is with Heritage, also author of Splintered, Critical Race Theory, and the Progressive War on Truth. He's got some ideas we want to share with you. And then an investigation of Black Lives Matter. All of that money, at least $90 million. Now get this. On one report they say, we took in $90 million and zero $90 million went out. Where is it? Calling for a federal investigation. And rightly so. And many black Americans who contributed, and white Americans, and others who contributed to BLM buying into Black Lives Matter, you got suckered. They took your money and spent it on themselves. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Very superstitious, writings on the wall.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We begin with Russian President Vladimir Putin turning to what looks similar to a Stalinesque purge within his government. Although Kremlin officials have publicly claimed the war is going according to plan, behind the scenes, about 150 agents from Moscow's Secret Intelligence Service, the FSB, have been, quote, purged since the war began. That's according to the Times of London. Some have been removed from their jobs, others arrested, as Putin looks to assign blame for Russia's failures in Ukraine. Among those arrested, the head of the department directly responsible for overseeing affairs with Ukraine.
That is part of a report from MSNBC on Russia, the leader of Russia, purging the generals that had not carried out his plans the way he wanted. Ukraine so far has been a major failure, but of course a very costly and deadly failure for Ukrainians and many Russian troops, many of whom never wanted to be involved in such a shooting war and attacking basically their cousins. When the USSR was complete, Ukraine was part of it, and many of these Russian troops that have been sent in have relatives still in Ukraine. And many in Ukraine still have Russian passports, so they can go into Russia in the past. Some now apparently are being kidnapped off the streets, especially children, and taken to what they're calling infiltration camps in Russia. But the war itself seems to be bogging down. Russian troops continue pouring into Ukraine. I'm looking at some of the latest here. There is a large column of military vehicles. Some have estimated 6 to 8 miles worth of vehicles heading in the direction of the Donbas region. Now, that's the lower edge of Ukraine, the lower southeast edge. And that would help form a land bridge between Russia and Crimea and the Black Sea. Is it possible that once that is fully locked down and acquired, and Mariupol, the city at the sea, Black Sea, has been wiped out, is it possible that that will then be enough for Putin? Do you think he will say then, we've accomplished what I wanted, and try to walk out with his head held high, while portable crematoriums taken to the scene are still being used to burn his own troops, the bodies of his own troops who have been killed, estimated 15 to 20,000. So they don't have body bags being shipped back to Russia. He knows what kind of picture that would present. And also using the same portable incinerators to destroy any evidence of any war crimes. Because the international community is crying out more and more for what the war crimes have been committed by this invasion. So Putin right now is apparently making every effort he can to start sidestepping and putting blame on generals and members of his own force that he created and telling them that you're to blame and you're going to pay the price, not me. There were unconfirmed reports of chemical attacks. You should know that. And I stress unconfirmed. They apparently involved an area around Mariupol. This is Zelensky, the Ukraine president, stating that you have to take this seriously, even though we can't confirm it yet. We're still trying to find out details. And I'm looking now at some of the latest information that the U.S. still just talking about what we can do to get assistance to Ukraine, accelerate. Biden apparently talking to Prime Minister Boris Johnson about what can be done, doing that today. Well, here's what you should have done in the beginning, President Biden. When all those troops were amassing around Ukraine, you should have then sent in additional arms, supplies, medical, food, water, every piece of equipment you could turn over to Ukraine and let them have that then. Once the shooting started, get out. But help them. We still apparently have various items tied up, still trying to get them to them. Now, how do you think this invasion, even though it's, quote, a failure on Putin's part, and I would say on Biden's part, let me add that as to what we have failed to do, how do you think that's going to play come 2022? For a lot of American people, let's be honest about it. They're horrified by it. They're upset over it. But it probably would be down the list of considerations when it comes to voting. But if you're voting, then you know and respect, I hope, that you have the right to vote in this country, free, quote, fair elections, and you believe in democracy, which Putin doesn't, obviously. But, of course, the Democrats now, how can we fight back? What can we do to make sure that anyone endorsed by Trump doesn't win in 2022, be they a member of the House or the Senate? Here she comes again. Here she comes trying to be relevant again. Hillary Clinton says, you got to watch out what Trump is doing. That's your real enemy is Donald Trump.
If he's not held accountable, then, you know, he gets to do it again, and he gets to try to squeak through the Electoral College because he's going to have, you know, hand-picked people running elections in critical states. I think that could be the end of our democracy.
End of our democracy. That's a phrase you're going to continue to hear them echo from time to time. Going into 2022, you're going to hear it a lot more often. Pelosi's already used it a few times. And it's certainly going to accelerate when we move to 2024. Whether or not Trump is running, they're going to say anything that you don't do that we say should be taking place, you're bringing an end to our democracy. You don't want to have an electric car? You're going to bring it into democracy. You don't want to get rid of all of our fuel and energy supplies in this country or just not bother using them, instead becoming dependent upon communist countries? Well, then you will bring an end to democracy, but they want you to believe that life will be better. Marxists and communists always want you to believe that life will be better. We'll all have the nice big home. We'll all have all the goodies. We'll get everything, and everyone will be equal. Equal. Except you will not be equal, nor will most everyone else not be equal to those at the top. You want a clear example? You want to go to Russia? His own generals being called before him, possibly some of them being assassinated. They're not so equal anymore. You want to go to North Korea? How many equals do you think existed in North Korea to the North Korean leader? But here's the issue the Democrats just cannot get around, and they continue to push these items over and over again. When the Democrats start looking for points that they in the past have built upon, they think maybe we can still find a way to salvage that and make it viable. Remember the defund the police issue, that's one of them, and then the open borders. And it's still in play as far as they're concerned, and they think there's still some validity in it. But here's a recording of the in the past. And I will tell you that many of them believe it even now, but they don't dare say it.
What we're calling for is defund because we need to reprioritize. Instead of saying, let's give them more money for training, instead, let's take away some of that money.
While nobody likes to pay more, on average, we have the money to do so. Household savings hit a record high.
You get the sense that America's gone to hell. Declining quality of life. America is an apocalyptic hellscape. Yes, there is a crime problem. Yes. But the way it's described on Fox, you'd be afraid to leave your house.
At this point, I've got to say, how stupid are Americans who still believe there's a crisis on the southern border?
Yeah, how stupid are you to believe that there's a crisis on the southern border? I told you yesterday, some of the latest figures are now estimating by the end of Biden's term, at this rate, every fifth person in America will be here illegally. 20% of the U.S. population will be here illegally. We're a nation of immigrants. We take in immigrants. We have immigration policy. And we have a border. But not under this administration. And so that's another thing the Democrats are going to try to find a way to walk around that landmine going into 2022. And they're going to try to walk around all the crime. And today in the New York subway, we're going to get into that in more detail in the next hour. But a reporter made note of the fact that this is really bad on several levels, but especially when the New York City mayor has been trying to get everybody to come back to New York City and that the subways are safe again. That didn't help today, did it? The bottom line is for all of these progressives and their green pie in the sky and not relying on our own energy, but enslaving us to communist nations to get fuel from them if we need it, while they try to come up with all their green pie-in-the-sky strategy, these progressives and the ones that are leaning around by the nose, they are totally, totally clueless.
Can you explain to them that they're not only losing white dudes in the upper Midwest, they're losing people of color?
They're losing people of color because they really don't get the people of color's life. If you are living in a city, in a neighborhood that is inundated with crime, and you act like that is not an issue, you've already lost me.
The opening remark was saying, can you tell them why they're losing? And why they're also losing black people. That was Joe Scarborough of MSNBC. The response you got back was from Al Sharpton, also of MSNBC. And he's right. He said, because they don't get it. Those of us living in cities filled with crime or in neighborhoods filled with crime, you start talking about defunding police, taking them out of my neighborhood, you lose me. And many black Americans are smart enough to know that does not bring us any peace. It does not make us safer. If a child cannot sit in her grandmother's lap while grandmother's reading her a story and not fear of being shot by a bullet ripping through the glass as the thug gangs are fighting outside, it's not going to be safe. And then, of course, this inflation thing. The thing which they say will go away. It's going to go away. It'll go away. Yeah, it'll go away. And one Democrat is getting in Joe Biden's face on it. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. And again, if you're watching us, we are live streaming now at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors USA, push live, and bingo, you're there and glad to have you. And no, we're not on YouTube anymore because they didn't like some of the things we said. Tough. Just tough. I'll let it go at that. You know the rest of it. So Senator Joe Manchin is saying government leaders, quote, need to stop searching for where to lay the blame as inflation reaches record highs and instead start cut spending and expand U.S. energy. Those are the words of Senator Joe Manchin. That's a scathing claim and charge from the Democrat from West Virginia against Biden and how he's been handling all of this. But he's right on point. And there are many other Democrats who would side with him, but they don't dare say too much right now. I just told you in the beginning that inflation has now gone to 8.5% in March, another 40-year record high. You're seeing it at the gas pump. Oh, well, Joe has an idea to help you here. Of course, yes, they tapped into our strategic oil reserves, which is a bad idea. It's meant for real emergencies, not trying to get political votes. Now they have another idea. He's going to announce, and again, Environmental Protection Agency to allow E15 gasoline. That's a gasoline that uses a 15% ethanol blend to be sold in the U.S. this summer in an effort to make it easier for you to get fuel cheaper. The EPA will be issue a national emergency waiver. Without that, the White House said E15 cannot be used in most of the country from June 1 to September 15. The EPA is expected to take final action to issue that waiver closer to June 1. That would currently be offered at E15, now currently 2,300 gas stations across the nation. And they say it will it will help serve, quote, an important and more affordable source of fuel. Until you get your electric car, if you can afford one. And then put a power charger in your house, a professional style charger, that will run a lot of electricity to charge your car, and you get in it, and you let's say you get 250 miles on it. I don't know of any that go beyond that, but let's just say you get that. Then you have to find a place along your route where you can pull off and make sure you can charge. And hopefully there's not a long line waiting, and hopefully it is working. And then you might, to have a full charge again, you might be there, oh, it could be 45 minutes, hour and a half or more. How long does it take you when you make a stop for gasoline? If you're lucky and the kids are sleeping, you get out, you get the gas in, maybe you hit the restroom, you get back in the car and you're gone and they never wake up. If they wake up, you will lose another 30 minutes, right? You know that. But Joe Manchin is saying, and I'm going to read him directly, when will this end? It is a disservice to the American people to act as if inflation is a new phenomenon. The Federal Reserve and the administration failed to act fast enough, and today's data that's showing that, again, we're at 8.6 increase in inflation, is a snapshot in time of the consequences being felt across our nation. Instead of acting boldly, Senator Manchin continues, our elected leaders and the Federal Reserve continue to respond with half measures and rhetorical failure, searching for where to lay the blame. It's exactly what Putin is doing, only a much more deadly situation. And he's right, looking for, as he discussed, half measures. That's why they're going to suddenly the E15 gasoline. Maybe we can do it that way. The final statement from Manchin here, he said, here's the truth. We cannot spend our way to a balanced, healthy economy, continuing adding to our $30 trillion national debt. I'll bet Joe Manchin's name, they don't even want to whisper around the White House, not near Biden. Coming up, how Black Lives Matter might have been a good idea, but it's certainly not when we look at the numbers.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, the Black Lives Matter organization has just over a month to file required IRS financial reports for 2021. This as questions continue over the group's funding and how it's been spent. Senior national correspondent William LaJeunesse takes a look.
Well, any nonprofit is required every year to submit detailed financial reports, what it raises, where the money goes, and that's what this is about. Black Lives Matter claims it raised $90 million in 2020, but documents filed for that year showed zero coming in, zero going out.
Zero coming in, zero going out. Back in January of this year, not that long ago, what are we? This is April, right? I'll let you do the ciphering. Somebody at BLM needs to do some ciphering. No one appears, according to a Washington Examiner investigation, no one appears to have been in charge and Black Lives Matter for months. $60 million bankroll that they were detailing then at $60 million, which now many are saying, no, it's closer to $90. And the investigative reporter for the Washington Examiner said, BLM millions unaccounted for after leaders quietly jumped ship. Goes on to say, no one appears to have been in charge of Black Lives Matter for months. The address it lists on the tax forms is wrong. The charity's two board members won't say who controls its $60 million bankroll. And the BLM's shocking lack of transparency surrounding its finances and operations raises major legal, and ethics red flags. Yes. And multiple charity experts say we have to do that all the time. Why wouldn't they? They classify themselves as a charity. One charity, rather the Charity Watch executive director, one of those that watches over charities and how much of each dollar you give actually goes where you want it to go, is being quoted as like a giant ghost ship full of treasure drifting in the night. No captain, no discernible crew, no clear direction. Well, we know what happened to a couple of them. See, BLM co-founder Patrice Kilore appointed two activists to serve as senior directors after she resigned back in May, almost a year ago now, because there were a lot of questions over her personal finances, which she said, I didn't take anything from BLM. But suddenly she's rich enough to buy several new homes. And a counselor for the conservative watchdog group, the National Legal and Policy Center, said, we need a full audit and investigation into the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. He said this is grossly irregular and improper for a nonprofit with this much money in its coffers. But see, the BLM, a lot of folks are going to say, oh, you're attacking it because you're white, and white people are going to attack it. Give me a second. Let me share a couple things with you. First of all, some of the local black activists in New York City were being quoted in the New York Post. And they were saying, what's going on with all this money? What happened to it? These are the black leaders in New York City. Well, according to part of a Fox investigation, BLM has been very good about hiding information. Now, before I break this out for you and you begin to hear some of this, keep in mind, Patricia Kilore's has bought, we don't know for sure how many homes now, and other members of her group. And then they dared in your face sit there at this mansion lifting champagne, probably the best, toasting, celebrating life. Not celebrating Black Lives Matter, celebrating their new lives because of all the money they got sent in to help. And, of course, originally it was an effort because the cops are all bad and we're going to – how that was going to help, did nothing. It wasn't going to do anything there. So I thought maybe it put the money into the black communities where there's been a lot of crime and where black businesses have been burned out. And get rid of some of the buildings inside the community that are hideouts and gang operations. No money went into anything like that. Not even in Ferguson. If the leader in Ferguson said, we really didn't get any money, they might send a $500 check from time to time. Really? That's because they have become very good, apparently, in hiding information about the money and pretty good about hiding the homes.
A recent New York Magazine story reported that an associate of BLM founder Patrice Cullors bought this mansion in Los Angeles for $5.8 million, then gifted it, records show, days later to a Delaware corporation, hiding the real buyer, which was BLM, which leaked emails show tried to kill the magazine's story. Cullors, a self-described Marxist, resigned from BLM last year after being called out for buying several homes. The new mansion in L.A., says BLM, will serve as a studio for members. Nonprofit experts, however, say it's important BLM not commingle funds targeted for improving black lives with personal interests, a question raised last year by activists.
We're also asking for an IRS investigation because people donated, and we have a right to find out where our money was spent.
Yeah, where our money was spent. One of the many black men claiming, and women and others, saying, where is this money? Well, you just heard that she bought this $6 million California mansion and then tried to hide it and pass it off as a charity type thing and say that it's a this is an act of creating opportunities for joyful expression. And we have folks who could come here for the 6,500 square foot mansion, be used for fellows who wish to learn how to be joyful during the challenges of the modern world. Back in 2021, Kalora said organizers should get paid for the work they do. All right, I'd agree with that. I don't dispute that. She said they should get paid a living wage. Does your living wage include a $6 million mansion? I'm just asking. And she said the fact that the right-wing media is trying to create hysteria around my spending is frankly racist and sexist. Open the curtain, because here comes civil rights attorney, black man, Leo Terrell.
I want to be very clear. BLM is hiding behind Twitter. And I'll ask you right now, I'll ask everyone watching Fox, who's the CEO of Black Lives Matter? Who's the members of the board of directors? This organization is protected because it's part of the Democratic administration. I challenge anyone to name the directors, the people who are heading BLM. They have used their nonprofit status to exploit black people.
Leo Terrell, as I said, is a civil rights attorney. And he said they are exploiting black people. Contrast his statement to what I said Patricia Kalora said. All this media around my spending is racist and sexist. You have to pull the race card. You have to pull the sex card. You got to pull any card other than the one that says, go direct to jail, which should be coming with some of these investigations. I hope to hell it does. And in the meantime, we've got some of the radical green pie-in-the-sky people like her and others who've come up with a new way to make sure that you are punished because you are living the joyful life, as she said, you should be able to do in her mansion. Oh, have you gotten your invitation to the mansion yet? I haven't gotten mine yet. Let me know when you get yours and ask if you can bring a guest, please. I'll go with you. Wait till you hear this next story. And Barack Obama on Vladimir Putin. Hey, let's do lunch at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles. That's right, Cafe Napoli 3, now open for lunch and Sunday brunch. So let's plan lunch or Sunday brunch at Cafe Napoli in St. Charles. Of course, you always get great food and service at each Napoli location. Clayton, Town and Country, St. Charles. But let me remind you again, for lunch or Sunday brunch, Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So former President Barack Obama was sitting down with NBC's Today co-host Al Roker, and he was advising that Putin, quote, has always been ruthless against his own people as well as others. And he added the brutality on Ukraine was a reminder of why it's so important for us not to take our own democracy for granted. You know, I'm glad to hear a Democrat use the word democracy in the sense that we shouldn't take it for granted, as opposed to saying if Trump's elected again, or conservatives we don't like, or those who want to see more oil and gas drilling, that they will destroy our democracy. But Obama's just trying to run cover for his past as well. Make no mistake about it. In fact, Roker actually asked, do you think you handled Russia annexing, nice polite word, right, annexing Crimea from Ukraine in 2014? Do you think you handled that properly? I haven't seen the video of that. If I had and I pulled the sound, I've been so busy following some of the New York City developments, I didn't overlook it, but I just didn't have time to deal with it. So I don't know exactly if Roker was really pressing the question and maybe with a hint of condemnation for failure at Obama's part. I don't know the context nor the tone. I'll tell you how I would have asked it. I won't get a chance to interview Obama again. That one and only interview, that's it. I know that. Oh, yeah, it's still, if you're looking for it, it's still on YouTube. Just go to Larry Connors USA and Obama interview. You'll see it. And you'll see, well, I'm not going to be invited to anything involving him again. But he answered Al Roker. He said, well, the situation in each of these circumstances is different. Yeah. But I like to think that what we're seeing constantly is a reminder, I should say consistently, is a reminder why it's so important for us not to take our own democracy for granted. I agree, sir. And he said why it's so important for us to stand for and align ourselves with those who believe in freedom and independence. And I think the current administration is doing what it needs to be doing. That is horse hockey. This administration is not doing what it should be doing, and neither did he. And here he is, he's almost draping himself in the U.S. flag. Almost. I wonder what Colin Kaepernick would think about that. I wonder what that WNBA star that's being held in China on smuggling drugs into China in a vape pen, how much she would love to be covered in the U.S. flag right now and honor it and put her hand over the heart and praise this country. Only when it's threatened and you are facing persecution, do you want to cry out, freedom? Here's Biden saying, or rather Obama saying, Biden's doing the right thing. He gave him additional cover. He didn't need to, but he did. All right, so let's go from his thinking to more radical thinking. There's a radical environmental group that now has a way to get after anybody that has some of these big gas-guzzling cars like an SUV. We're going to make those people understand climate change is important, and they're burning too much fuel with their SUV. So they're advising how to deflate tires. You don't have to be a wizard to figure out how to deflate a tire, but they made a big deal of it on their social media stands. Wedge gravel in the tire valve, so forth and so. I mean, they say it's just that simple. A nail, a knife, come on. You got to teach people how to do that. But what's more importantly is that they're saying that's going to help bring everybody to their knees. And, oh, my God, please, I understand now climate change. If they're that concerned about SUVs, And they claim that they've taken the air out of 2,000 SUVs in the last month. What are they doing about John Kerry's jet, his private jet? Are they deflating tires on his jet? Are they trying to break off a wing? The idiocy continues. There are some people out there that if you have a nice car, I don't care if you're black, white, if you have it and you bought it and you're still paying for it, or maybe you were able to buy it free and clear, good for you, but there are other people that will hate you for it just because. It's happened to me twice now. Somebody decides to key my car, whether it was just a random vehicle they picked or mine, I don't know. But why would somebody do something like that unless... Well, I wouldn't even get into reasoning because you can't reason with them. Coming up in the next hour, my guest talking about how parents, you got to stand up and fight against what's coming. And, of course, we'll update you on the New York City subway shooting and more. Please stay with us.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.